Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, it's a cold start to your Thursday out there. It's in the teens again. And, you know, somebody pointed out to me this morning, Kim St. Ange, we are still roughly like a week or two away from it actually officially being winter.
Yeah, December 21st is the start of winter.
It does not feel like it's not winter out there with the snow all over the place and temperatures in the teens this morning. The roads are great. Don't get that wrong. I mean, we're not. MoDOT has got plenty of warning, and we might get another flurry or two on Saturday. So
well, and they were actually pre-treating the roads yesterday because of how cold it was today. They were concerned about any potential refreezing, so just out of precaution, they went ahead and treated the roads.
That's part of the new MoDOT policy called CYA. And then that'll cover them when it goes bad again.
They're going to make sure that they're doing a lot of that because they do not want another issue like they ran into on Monday.
No, they don't. No, they don't. So one of you two will have to come over here this morning and explain to me why my screen looks so different for the social media feed this morning.
I wonder if it's the light behind you.
Because I can't read it. I don't know.
You are like severely backlit.
It's got nothing to do with the screen over here.
On the stream, you are completely dark.
I see that. The camera's looking a little different on me this morning, but I'll try to fix that. I'll shed some light on the situation here
shortly.
That's good. Wow. Lots coming out yesterday. If you heard the Martha Raddatz piece or not, where they're basically once again confirming that the Washington Post story about Pete Hegseth and the drug boat was completely wrong. I mean, just every new bit of information that comes out on this, it's so obvious that they tried to manipulate this story to put a long knife in Pete Hegseth's back. They're out to get him. They're out to get Kash Patel. These are people who are shaking up the long established way things are done in Washington, and their enemies are out to get them every day. The enemy in this case is the Democrat Party, who wants to do anything to hurt Donald Trump. They just stand in the way of that. So now it's reported, Kim, I've got the soundbite this morning from Raddatz, that after the initial strike, the boat was still intact enough that these two guys crawled back up on the boat and started trying to communicate with other drug boats or their base or whatever, at which point, as a judge advocate who was on the scene determined, they could be considered back in the fight at that point. So the decision was made to hit the boat a second time.
Okay, so
which ended the threat.
A boat like that would not have anything like a black box where you can recover all sorts of communication and things. So how would they have made that determination? Aside from, they obviously had surveillance on the video because we've seen it play out. But I'm saying they were able to decipher all of that, the communication just from that?
Well, sure. I mean, if they were able to crawl back up to the console and get their hands on a radio or a cell phone that they had where they were trying to make contact, you're back in the fight. I mean, it's no different than a police officer who engages in a firefight, and then they return to the scene, and one of the people picks up a gun and tries to shoot him again. You're back in the fight. That's why cops generally empty their handguns into the suspect. Everybody wants to know, why did you shoot so much? Well, the point is to end the threat.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, they were considered to be back in the fight. They weren't just laying there unarmed, and the military decided to bomb them again, which is the entire distraction created by one fake media story in the Washington Post.
Well, police are also not told to aim for their leg
or aim for their arm.
They're told to go right at the chest. Same thing. Like you said, the whole idea is to end the threat.
The whole idea is same here. These are terrorists. And, you know, if they're considered to be, if they're lucky enough to survive the first round and they pick up a weapon or try to communicate with somebody to engage in the fight, they're still in the fight.
But that's really what's up for debate right now, that whether or not they're deemed terrorists, because what Trump did was he made these drug smugglers. They are deemed terrorists.
Narco-terrorists.
Right, but the left would say, well, that's ridiculous, and, you know, that they don't deserve death. I think that's some of the argument that you're hearing.
Within days of taking office, Barack Hussein Obama fired 500 missile strikes that claimed a number of civilian lives, and the left in this country was silent about it. Their hypocrisy outrages me, if I can just tell you that. They didn't have squat to say when Barack Obama was firing missiles at people deemed terrorists by the United States. And now they're mad that we're killing people who are bringing drugs into this country to kill our children. Could you think of a better use of that technology? I can't.
Trump said that every time they take out one of these guys, it's essentially equivalent to saving, I forget the exact number, 15,000 to 20,000 people.
Potentially.
Because of how much, I mean, like the tiniest traits of fentanyl, for example, could kill
right
a number of people.
Yeah, I agree with that. But as the expert we had on from Heritage, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago pointed out, this is just a precursor. Like, you're nibbling at the edges of this problem. The drugs couldn't have been assembled and put on the boat to be shipped off if they weren't being produced in the first place. If you're going to be effective in this, you got to find the production facility and bomb the hell out of it. And my guess is that's what's next. My guess is when Trump says we're going to hit them on land next, that's what they're going to hit. It, just like they aimed for the bunker in Iran where they're producing plutonium, enriched plutonium. They're going to aim for the production facility. Warning given. You better evacuate the hell out of that now. Now, that actually accomplishes a couple things, right? If they're not at the facility, they're not producing any more drugs right now, which puts a dent in their supply chain. And if they are there, they're going to die along with the people on the boat. I don't know a better way to send a message. When's the last time we've had a president who had the cojones to make decisions like this and say, my priority number one is protecting the American people. That's what we're doing here. If you don't like it, get out or get the hell out of the way.
It's just crazy because I think about how lucrative the drug dealing business is.
Sure.
And you know, it doesn't mean just because it will only make a dent doesn't mean you don't do it. I would still support them doing it. But it's sad because it's like whack-a-mole.
It is whack-a-mole.
You bomb the heck out of one of them and another one's going to pop up. And we know that there are plenty of operations. It's not like just because we bomb one means that's their main, you know, oh, they can't produce anymore. I mean, it's just another one's probably hiding somewhere else and they'll just start ramping up production there.
As Hegseth said the other day, it's getting harder and harder to find these boats because can you imagine being the guy saying, okay, today, you two hombres are taking the boat out to haul the drugs north. And they're like, no, don't pick me. you can just hear it, right? I don't do a good Venezuelan accent, but you know what they're saying. You don't have to. It's the universal language. No.
Well, that's what you want. You want the deterrent.
No,
you want people to be scared
right.
to come over here.
That's what it's accomplishing right there. All right, we got a great show for you today. A little later, we're going to give away some more Guns N' Roses tickets. We got Shannon Bream and Griff Jenkins and County Councilman Mike Archer is going to join us. The co-chair of the RNC is going to join us. Tom Ackerman will be in here. We'll get to all that for you coming up right after our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
We outraised it. We had more volunteers. We knocked more doors. And I think they're, the Republican supermajority's time is coming.
That's the failed leftist Democrat down in Tennessee who got her butt spanked by about 9 points in that election. And everybody's talking about the fact that Donald Trump won that district by 20 points. The Republicans should have done better. Guess what? It's a plus 10 Republican district, and he won by 9 points.
I think there's a broader narrative that we have to address. That is, we have to be more culturally normal. We have to be a little less judgmental.
Ha! Is that a moderate? Wait a minute. Is that a moderate Gavin Newsom now trying to tell Democrats that they need to be more moderate, more reasonable in their approach? I don't think anybody's buying it, Gavin, especially the next lady you're about to hear from.
Back in my great state of California, my very own governor, Gavin Newsom, has vetoed our menopause bill, not one, but 2 years in a row. But that's okay, because he's not going to be governor forever. And with the way he's overlooked women, half the population, by devaluing us in midlife, he probably should not be our next president either.
Oh, the beautiful one, Halle Berry, one of my favorite actresses. I'm sure a hard leftist as well, but got up on a stage just before Gavin Newsom was about to speak and said he shouldn't be president of the United States. Ouch.
Today, my administration is taking historic action to lower costs for American consumers, protect American auto jobs, and make buying a car much more affordable.
Yes, baby. Did you hear how many millions of dollars, Kim, in fines American automakers had to pay to the government under Joe Biden's ridiculous Green New Deal last year?
No.
Like $140 million they had to pay because the vehicles they produced did not meet the more stringent CAFE standards set out by the Biden administration, where they were trying to force these car manufacturers, they're trying to force internal combustion engines off the road by raising fuel standards so high that they know the manufacturers cannot meet those standards. And in return, when they don't, they're penalized by the federal government. And yesterday, common sense returned to the room and Donald Trump got rid of all that crap that's being forced down the throats of our auto manufacturers in this country. Think of how many jobs he saved. How many jobs might they have eliminated because they had to pay $140 or $50 million in fines to the U.S. government? I mean, just say a prayer this morning that just a little over a year ago, we voted common sense back into office, and we don't have a president in there trying to tell us we have to hop in a gopher-powered car to get to work. I'm sorry. Little wheel, little spinning wheel in there. Get the little animal running on it. No, thank you. That's great. All right, quick break. Back in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a minute.
So before I get to the next very feminist segment, let me say something that's not. Halle Berry is my favorite Bond girl of all time. Can I just tell you that? Just like right up front. Batgirl, whatever she's been in, I'm sorry. I know it speaks to her beauty and her sexuality, but she is my favorite Bond girl of all time. Hands down. Love me some Halle Berry. All right. She would hate me for saying that, apparently, because what did Rush Limbaugh call them? Feminazis. She's quite the feminazi these days. And she's way left of center, just based on her comments. I'm convinced that is the case. But she spoke at some event up in New York called the Deal Book event, the Deal Book Summit. And I'm not sure what all they deal with at the Deal Book Summit. But Gavin Newsom was there to speak at this event in New York City. And Halle Berry was one of the people, not just before him, but in a segment earlier where they were talking about the, you know, society and how it impacts different people. And she got up to speak as a feminist. And among the many things Halle Berry has done, Kim, is she has started her own, I guess maybe the word anti-menopause is not the word for it.
What do you mean? How are you anti-menopause?
Menopause treatment, like, company called Respin, I think she called it. R-E-S-P-I-N, which I think deals with this hormone therapy that RFK Jr. just got changes. Like, she should be, I would think she would be thrilled. I haven't heard her giving any credit to the administration for what they've done, but making these changes they've made by admitting that there was no reason women shouldn't have been given more of this hormone therapy to ease them through menopause, instead of relying on some faulty study from 20 years ago that suggested it somehow increased cancer risk. And now they've debunked that. And, you know, you don't have to lay there and feel like it's 1,200 degrees in the room as you're going through menopause. There are ways to treat that with hormones. And RFK Jr. and the Trump administration have been the ones that are making these changes happen. I would think she would be thrilled with that. Now, she gave a 17-minute speech, and I didn't get to listen to all of it. I can't imagine it wouldn't have made headlines if she had heaped some praise on the Trump administration. So I'm going to assume that did not happen. What she did do was attack Gavin Newsom, because she's trying to get changes in states across the country to try to force insurance companies to cover this hormone replacement therapy. And they just did it in Illinois. So she praised the Illinois legislature and all the Democrats over there. This is part of what she said leading up to it. And I don't know that I can disagree with anything she's saying in this particular soundbite. Listen.
Because in 2025, I, Halle Berry, and women of my age are simply devalued in this country. Our culture thinks that at 59 years old, I am past my prime, and that women my age start to become invisible. In Hollywood, in the workplace, on social media, women are pressured to stay forever 35. We're complimented if we seem to be aging backwards or defying gravity, as if that's even possible. And if we somehow manage to look younger than our years, we're suggesting that that's the gold standard that our worth should be measured by.
Yeah, she's right. That's been the case in Hollywood for years and years.
Well, yeah.
But she's talking about it specifically in as she was leading up to all this. It was a pretty interesting comment. She's talking about her childhood and getting bullied and deciding at some point she was never going to let that happen again, and she's going to be a leader, and she's going to do this, she's going to do that.
So she feels like Gavin Newsom is not doing enough to help women with menopause. She doesn't want him running governor or president.
Here it is again. Just listen.
Back in my great state of California, my very own governor, Gavin Newsom, has vetoed our menopause bill, not one, but 2 years in a row. But that's okay, because he's not going to be governor forever. And with the way he's overlooked women, half the population, by devaluing us in midlife, he probably should not be our next president either. Just saying.
You hear the crowd go, ooh, isn't Gavin speaking soon? Yes, he is. And the number one Bond girl in the world just said, don't vote for him. That should be interesting. All right, we're going to be back with Kim on a Whim in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kim on a Whim.
Almost 3 months after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, there is some big news that just came out yesterday. And that is that Turning Point USA, which is, of course, what Charlie started, and now his wife Erica is running, but TPUSA has formally invited Candace Owens to talk about all these allegations that she's been throwing out there. Some of them have been very, very wild, and I would argue very hurtful, I'm sure, for a lot of his loved ones, because she's been accusing them of having something to do with his assassination, all kinds of things. And she kind of has this cult-like following. I used to be a huge fan of Candace Owens, like A Shot in the Dark. I mean, she's done some really incredible work. A Shot in the Dark was what I was going to mention. But I really enjoyed listening to her. And it's been more recently with the whole Israel thing and then with the Charlie Kirk stuff that I just had enough. Listen to the invitation from TPUSA.
Candace has mentioned several times that the ball is in our court. So here's what is going to happen. In the near future, there will be a live stream here in Phoenix where we address in a clear and comprehensive way the claims and accusations, the false accusations that have been made against Charlie's family, friends, and the people here at Turning Point. We plan to walk through everything carefully and thoroughly. If Candace is available, we would sincerely welcome her participation in that live stream at our studio here in Phoenix. At this point, we believe the ball is back in her court.
Wow. So they're not going to give her the opportunity to do it remotely. They want her there in person. Because I don't know that she's a wilting flower, don't get me wrong. But there's a difference between facing somebody face-to-face in an argument than doing it remotely.
Candace doesn't care about that, though. There are a lot of there are a lot of gutsy people who will say things online or through a text message and would never have the guts to say it to somebody's face. Candace Owens is not one of them. Listen to her response. Oh, are we playing it? Let's see. Okay, ready?
Issued a Charlie Kirk assassination, they at long last issued a public invitation or challenge. I'm not sure what it is, but I accept. Okay? Quite literally, all we have ever asked for were sensible answers to our basic questions about what transpired on September 10th. And it looks like we're going to get those things. So, major, major win. I am excited. Turning Point.
This is going to be a mess. It surely will not be Erica debating. So the guy who actually formally invited her, who you heard on that initial video, was Blake Neff. He's on the show all the time.
He's one of the producers.
Of the producers, yeah, for the show. I would imagine he would be among the people sitting there addressing these allegations Candace has made. Possibly Mikey McCoy. Again, Mikey McCoy is the chief of staff for Charlie, which I guess now you have to say past tense, which is really sad. But anyway, he's still on the show, the podcast. And Candace had come out shortly after this assassination and had speculated that he had something to do with it because there was, I guess, video of him immediately picking up his cell phone and making a call. And she said his body language, his facial expressions didn't really line up with what you might expect after someone so close to him had just been brutally murdered in front of him. But I heard him say this the other day.
Was he calling 911?
Well, he said he called, I believe he said he called his dad, Rob McCoy, who was Charlie Kirk's pastor, and said, Charlie's been shot. And said, call every single pastor you know and tell them to start praying. So it's interesting how you can look at a situation and you can draw your own conclusion when you really don't know the full picture. And that's what's dangerous about what Candace has done. I mean, we can all try to figure out what we think really happened. You know, was somebody else behind it? And was this, you know, a conspiracy? There's all kinds of things that have been floated about what really happened. Like, I heard it was potentially an inside job. I saw some video where they were saying that there was something planted in the mic and they were doing a slow-mo version showing that some guy had kind of picked up the mic and swapped it. I mean, again, there's all kinds of things out there about what people think really happened.
Was an Israeli jet parked on the runway at a local airport and it took off and it didn't have a tracking number. I mean, I've heard all of these theories. I've not seen a shred of evidence for any of it. And I got to be honest with you. By having Candace Owens on the TPUSA network, they are immediately handing her some credibility. Because the danger here is that Candace Owens is a gifted communicator. There's no doubt about that. And she's a smart person. So they run the risk of her getting on there and poisoning their own crowd with some of her conspiracy theories. I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it turns out. Is there a date set for it yet?
Not that I've seen. They must feel so confident in their responses to these allegations that they just haven't made public for whatever reason.
Right.
that they don't, they're not worried about her coming out with all these things. I mean, surely they have listened to every single thing that she's claimed, and they've been inundated, they said, with hate because of people who follow Candace and have been accusing, you know, his own family, Charlie's own family and friends and staff of having something to do with this. I worry that this whole Charlie Kirk situation is going to be something like JFK, where it feels like we're never really truly going to know the full story. There's always going to be a question mark out there.
I don't know.
Why do you think we will?
The thing that still sticks out there in my mind that's not clear is that this kid did all of this on his own. I mean, I truly believe that he was either inspired or encouraged by other people online. I would be anxious to see, and I haven't seen any other charges in this case yet, but he was part of an online group. We know about that, and then he decided independently to take action because of his live-in, cross-dressing, transgender roommate that he was apparently in love with, that he was going to do this. I think there are questions like that that still need to be answered. I don't think there's any doubt. They've done the ballistics. They found the shell casings. I don't think there's more there. I've never seen no evidence of it.
What was weird was the text messages that supposedly that guy had sent to the live-in friend, boyfriend, whatever the relationship is. And it just, they seemed very odd. It's not the kind of message that you would send to somebody, because no one, I'm sorry, I shouldn't give people, I'm giving people too much credit to say that no one's stupid enough to send a text message saying, I'm going people to shoot somebody up. Yep. That's fair. I retract that statement. People are stupid enough. But it's sad if somebody, especially someone young like him, who, you know, that generation's just very tech savvy, it seems, they would know that anything that you're putting out on your phone, they can just trace it. They can dig that information right up. So why would you ever text that information out to somebody? The responses, the text messages between the two of them were just very weird.
I agree. But if TPUSA is smart, like, they'll make this a pay-per-view and just make it a fundraiser just to piss off Candace Owens, don't you think? Because people who don't normally tune in to the TPUSA podcast will want to hear that one.
Yeah, but they could, but they won't. And they're saying they're not doing this because they owe it to Candace. They're doing it because they want to protect Charlie's reputation. You know, what Candace has been doing that I really disagree with is, and I've seen people do this, when someone dies, especially tragically, people want to act like they were best friends with that person. And Candace has been doing that and kind of not airing dirty laundry, but the other day I saw her saying, oh, you know, when Charlie was going on a date, I think it was with Erica, his now wife, he texted me and he was asking if he should wear this outfit. And she shared this kind of awkward looking selfie that he had taken. And it's just weird. Like, why do you need to share those text messages? If he were here, I bet you Charlie would be pretty upset that she was showing those.
It's kind of embarrassing. She was some sort of insider. And
like, you were close. I see that, Candace. You don't have to convince me of that, okay? You guys were close. But I don't believe that you were close recently. So it feels like it's just clickbait. And it's irking me. And I just am so disappointed in the way that she's handled this whole thing.
Well, we're about to get it all cleared up, apparently. How do you normally access that podcast?
It is the Charlie Kirk Show. You can find it anywhere.
Yeah. There's no paywall anything like that. Mm-mm. You have to do to get to it. Because obviously I've seen clips from it. I don't normally listen to it. People ask me all the time, which podcast do you listen to? What do you do about it? I'm like, here's what I do and have always done as a radio talk show host. I don't generally listen to other shows and podcasts because I want the content you're getting on my show to be original and produced by me with my reaction to events. I may eventually run a soundbite from a Joe Rogan podcast or something like that if it's caught my attention, but I'm not sitting down to watch a four-hour Joe Rogan show. I just don't generally do that because I want what you see here to be original stuff, not driven by what I've heard somebody else say. So that's why I asked that question about TPUSA. I've clearly seen clips and segments from those shows. I don't generally go to their site and watch them in their entirety.
Well, when it happens, we'll have to play clips from it because I bet
will.
It
the
will
whole
be
world will.
Intense.
That might disintegrate into a screaming match at some point. All right, coming back a little inside radio based on some questions we've gotten, and we'll get to some of the comments from the text line this morning at 314-241-9797. We're back in just a minute.
If it look like a duck, walk like a duck, and quack like a duck, it's a duck.
Yes, it's a duck. Thank you, Corinne Brown. I wonder if her prison sentence is over yet. I can't remember. She was the Democrat from California that she was saying all that negative stuff and then ended up having to go to jail for fraud. It cracked me up. I've kept that bite for years. Love it. All right, so a little inside radio here. John on the Facebook feed this morning was asking, because if you watch us on X or Facebook or Rumble or wherever it happens to be, YouTube, you will see the shot of the three of us, me and Kim and Ethan in the background over there running the board. Now, he often looks distracted because he's the one that has to sweat whether or not we're getting into commercials on time or the segment's running too long. And you'll often see hand signals that he's giving us. And John said, I was just wondering about all the hand signals in radio that I see Ethan making. I don't think I've noticed anyone do that ever. Well, I mean, if you're watching a feed with a producer on it, you are, because they've all done it. Ethan does it. I've requested it because a lot of these are hand signals we used to get on TV. If mm-hmm. you've got, you know, if you've got 2 minutes left, if you've got 1 minute left in the segment, and if you're coming up on a hard break, like at the bottom or top of the hour, that's a hard minute. So he's telling me you have 60 seconds from right now to get us into this commercial break. Sometimes we have soft breaks, though, like at 15 or 16 after, we're supposed to break at 45, 46 before the hour we're supposed to break. And you'll see him giving me this, or you'll see him giving me one of these. That means you need to start wrapping up, because sometimes I'll go till 5:18 in that first segment, and he's over there going, how am I going to fit all these commercials in you? Because you're supposed to be going to the break at around 5:15, which means I've gone over by 3 minutes. And since I don't have to do the math, that's easy for me. It's not as easy for Ethan, who often has to shoehorn these commercials into less space. And by doing that in one segment, I'm basically robbing Peter to pay Paul, because my next segment's going to be a little bit shorter because I took that mm-hmm. time.
Yep. And we have a clock in the studio that we'll look at, so we know when we're supposed to get out. But sometimes you're caught in the middle of a thought and you're distracted and you are forgetting. And so it's easy to see Ethan, you know, doing the hand signal.
Four,
like a C basically
four,
means 30,
three,
30 seconds.
Two, one.
Right, he counts yeah. us down.
And if I don't make it, then you get the middle finger because
and that's now on our stream.
Hopefully with the audio explaining it, that sometimes if I bump format badly enough, it can be frustrating for somebody in Ethan's. And I've never seen him do that. I saw Middleman do it a few times, but I've never seen Ethan do it. But anyway.
Ain't nothing to get worried about.
No.
It's just radio.
Pretty laid back with the whole thing, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Somebody gave me that advice early on, and it stuck with me. It's just radio.
It's just radio.
We're not building down buildings.
We're going to make it work.
And I wonder how big people think our studio is. It's a pretty, I don't know what the dimensions are in this room, but it's pretty small. So we three are in this small room for 4 hours together every single day. I don't know how often you have jobs like that. I mean, you have cubicles maybe where you're sitting by the same person for 8 hours, but you've got maybe some sort of a little barrier and you're not directly interacting with the same people, the same two people for 4 hours straight.
Sure.
So it's a blessing that we get along and that we enjoy what we're doing and we can make light of situations where things go wrong.
Yeah, this is actually the biggest, nicest studio we've had since I've been doing this show in almost 20 years. We were basically in a closet over at the Emmis building. Not a closet. It was a studio that was weirdly shaped, and they kind of had to shoehorn the desk into it, and it just wasn't spacious. This is a nice big space we have in here compared to some of them. So we do have a text line now that we've been using. Some people take advantage of it to tell us that we suck. The same guy sends us that message every day. We assume it's a guy. We don't know who it is.
He's somebody, not on today.
Somebody
you suck
sends
guy.
Us. You keep saying it's a he.
Well,
we don't
could
know
be,
if it's a
could
he.
Could be
right?
a she.
But we'd also got an email from a guy telling us we suck. So we're assuming maybe it's the same guy. So
it's
we
do, coming. We're just waiting.
We just don't know. But you're welcome to send us your thoughts down here at 314-241-9797. If it's subject specific, we might include it in the conversation if that's what we're talking about at the moment. If it's an insult, we might not.
We like those. Are funny too, though.
They are funny. Or we may take time to actually explain what your questions are. So feel free to utilize that. You can always download the podcast if you've ever missed anything. And this is the point where you would see Ethan, if you were watching, giving me a rap, because I've actually got about 15 seconds as of right now to be out of this. Now I've got 10 seconds, actually. We're going to be back in the next hour. We'll talk to Tom Ackerman about the big football weekend coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.